You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah. Good morning, Madison. Good morning. Wow. Madison. That's way too much energy.
Yeah, just settle down here.
Wow.
Just chill out.
I know. Right? You know, I'm kind of excited. I can't wait to go out shopping for an Ego battery operated snowblower. Now I'm all jazzed up and ready to go. My wife hates it when I get like this.
Well, you know, you got to get the best.
Charles changed you, man. Charles, he sent in a good recommendation. I might have to go out and get him myself.
Well, here's the thing. I got all jazzed up about AI glasses.
AI glasses.
Yes, yes. They're called Halidays, and they're really cool looking glasses, and they look normal. They don't look like these big hunky things that a lot of these other smart glasses have. They have a screen on them that you can read, and it has active AI on it. It interprets what's going on around it and gives you hints and background and all that kind of stuff on your lens.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool, right?
Yeah, well, I kind of jumped in and bought it.
You did? You bought one?
I bought the stamp thing. It was like a $500 thing.
Oh, wow. Okay. Did you like it?
No, I haven't. Well, no, I bought it. But then I had 24 hours to go back on that, and I changed my mind.
Okay.
And I sent him an email right away, and I said, no, I'm canceling the order. Because you had to do that in case you're getting a prescription. And you can get a prescription lens put on these things. And it's really cool. It's very flexible. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I changed my mind. And I got an email saying, your glasses are on the way.
Oh, great.
But I let them know within 24 hours, which is the limit to let them know.
Right.
And I haven't heard back from them yet.
So
I'm sitting here going, oh, boy, well, that spontaneous buy didn't work out exactly the way I wanted to. I thought I'd try it. Look, it was something I wanted to try in the air here. As we have conversations with people with their headphones on, it has a little microphone around the ear.
Oh, nice.
And it listens in, and if people mention something, well, I wonder about this, I wonder what happened here.
Right.
Glasses would tell me immediately and give me an answer.
Wow.
So I thought, I wanted to experiment. I just love technology and dabbling in it. Sorry, I just can't help it.
Well, you know.
I'm just awful.
So as far as you know,
They're on the way.
They're on the way.
As far as prescription glasses made for me,
bring
on
in.
My way.
Can't wait to see him. See how those work for
no,
you.
No, I hope I have a refund coming. That's what I'm hoping for.
You can hope all you want. Okay.
Let's get to the contest, right?
Yeah, it's time for the contest. Do we have music for this? Or I've got music here. Do you want some? Let me give it.
You can have them. Go ahead. Go lead the way.
Guess what? It's time for our grown-up gift list text to win multi-state contest to begin right now. That's today. And today you're going to have 7 chances to win incredible prizes just by listening and texting keywords to enter, okay? Every weekday, we have a $200 check up for grabs to fuel your holiday shopping. Plus, every entry puts you into our 3 grand prize drawings for a brand new snowblower, or a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable room air conditioner. So make sure that you have the Civic Media app where you can listen and text us from the app, and you'll be able to enter 7 times a day. Okay, you ready for the keyword? Here's how this works. I give you a keyword.
Wait, I missed some of those points that you...
Really? You want me to go over this again?
No.
Oh, we could spend the next 15, 20 minutes talking about it.
No.
All right.
I know we have volumes of rules and regulations.
We do. Oh, do we ever. Okay. Well, this word's key hour is chill. C-H-I-L-L. Chill. Right?
Yeah.
Want to use that in a sentence, John?
No.
Okay. Chill is the word. So download the Civic Media app. in the Apple or Google store, find our station, WMDX. Use the text button to send us that keyword, chill. You have until 8 a.m. for this hour's keyword. There'll be other chances to win 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. And when you enter, you will get a text response. And if you follow the link in that text response, you can subscribe to our newsletter or any of the other things listed. Follow us on Facebook. Subscribe to a podcast. You'll get other chances to win the more you sign up. So, okay, the keyword is chill. So get on it. C-H-I-L-L. It's our grown-up gift list. Text to win. Who knows? You could be our $200 cash winner today. Okay?
All right.
Well, there are more rules and regulations, by the way, John, at civicmedia.us. If you'd like to really get into the weeds on this thing, go to civicmedia.us. Wait, read all those rules.
I've got the stack of volumes right here. Okay. Just let me know.
Chill is the word.
In the old days, we just used to give a phone number for a caller. I don't know what happened since then.
Much more tech-driven now.
Hey, you know what? Tears came to my eyes when I was reading Trump's Thanksgiving greeting to everybody.
Really? You got very emotional?
I did. My eyes welled up. I couldn't
handle it. I must have missed this. What did he have to say?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
That's why I'm here.
All right, and plus we'll hear Tim Wall's reaction to it, and then a reaction to Tim Wall's reaction by Trump. Oh, but here's the message, and it's heartwarming. A very happy Thanksgiving salutation to all our great American citizens and patriots who've been so nice in allowing our country to be divided, disrupted, carved up, murdered, beaten, mugged, and laughed at, along with certain other foolish countries throughout the world for being politically correct and just plain stupid when it comes to immigration.
Wow. This is so heartwarming.
I know. I know. It took an ugly turn. And, you know, it was subtle. It was a subtle turn.
Is there more?
Yes. The official United States foreign population stands at 53 million people, most of which are on welfare from failed nations, from prisons, mental institutions, gangs, drug cartels. They and their children are supported through massive payments from patriotic American citizens. This refugee burden is the leading cause of social dysfunction in America, something that did not exist before World War II. Denaturalize migrants who undermine domestic tranquility and deport any foreign national who has public charges, security risk, or non-compatible with Western civilization. How would you know that? These goals will be pursued with the aim of achieving a major reduction in illegal and disruptive populations, including those admitted through an unauthorized and illegal auto pen approval process.
Not the auto pen again. Please keep grandma away from the auto pen.
He's a madman. Only reverse migration can fully cure this situation. Other than that, happy Thanksgiving to all. Except those that hate, steal, murder, and destroy everything that America stands for. You won't be here for long. So there you go. That's a
happy Thanksgiving
greeting right there.
That's so uplifting.
You know, I can't wait for the coffee table version of all of his greetings, holiday greetings that he's put out over time. Nice photo album of all his posts. I think that would be just incredible to have on your table.
Yes.
At least, you know, a conversation piece for guests that come over. All right, here, let's hear what Minnesota Governor Tim Walz thought of all this stuff. Let's listen.
Okay.
We got a guy on Thanksgiving where we spent time with our families, we ate, we played Yahtzee, we cheered for football or whatever. This guy is apparently in a room ranting about everything else. This is not normal behavior. It
No. Good question.
Physically, I think the mental capacity again, venting, you know, crazily at midnight on Thanksgiving about everything else, there's reasons for us to be concerned. This is a guy that randomly says the airspace over Venezuela is closed. He's ruminating on if you could win a nuclear war. Look, this is a serious position. It's the most powerful position in the world. And we have someone at midnight throwing around slurs that demonize our children. At the same time, he's not solving any of the problems. So I'm deeply concerned that he is incapable of doing the job.
Yes.
Mm.
Wow. Well, he's throwing it around the R word again.
Right.
You know, the one Elon likes to throw around every once in a while. Now, I've got a theory. I haven't bought into the dementia part of the conversation. I don't believe it. He stays on topic too long with his dumbass stories that he keeps telling over and over again, and he goes on and on about them. And I think you would change subjects more often if you had dementia. Mm. I think he's a madman. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I think he's just totally insane, and he's a psychopath. So those aren't good combinations to have as your president. But anyway, Trump had a reaction to Tim Walz.
Oh.
And this was, you know, he gives some of his best interviews on an airplane where you can't hear what he's saying, but we'll attempt to listen to this.
Yeah.
Let's hear what Trump said. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Something wrong with Walz.
Right.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just goes back and forth. And what is it with these airplane interviews? He's always flying. Every day he's flying.
Yes.
Or every other day.
Yeah.
He's flying down
to
Mar-a-Lago.
There's
got to
be a better microphone. Don't they have microphones that like take that
sound out of there?
Just take a direct aim at the person it's being pointed at.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's
like a daily or every other day press conference on the plane.
I'm tired of those. We're into audio here. This is a professional outfit.
Be better audio. You would think they'd have a audio booth on the plane.
You would think
that they could.
You know, that would be a great idea.
Stick them in the booth.
Yeah, maybe you should buy a new plane. And
got one. Yeah.
Oh no, it's a gift. That's right.
Sure. 19 minutes past the hour. We'll come back with more of John and Gordy. And right around the corner, we'll check in with Steve Cochran, find out the latest of what's happening in Chicago and around the rest of the Midwest with Cochran Report. Coming right back after this.
All right.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning. We'll be back again this afternoon. More stories to pass along to you and more tales of woe over the last weekend of heavy snow and chill and the nightmare.
Snow blowers.
Yes.
Boy. Yeah. It's all coming your way this afternoon. We'll be on from 2 until 5.
That's right.
Want to remind you, our grown-up giftless text-to-win contest is underway. It's a multi-state contest. And again, we have keywords that we will present to you every hour, 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. All those hours you have chances to text to win. Somebody will walk away with $200 cash today. That's our daily prize, and it puts you into the grand prize drawing. Three great grand prizes One of them's a new snowblower. The other one's a stainless steel cookware set or a portable air conditioner. This Words Key Hour is CHILL, C-H-I-L-L. You have until 8 a.m. to get that word into us. Just go on the Civic Media app, which is free to download, free to use. Find our station, WMDX. Text us using the text button. The keyword is CHILL, C-H-I-L-L. Good luck. You can always go to civicmedia.us for more contest rules.
All right, we've got Cut 198 coming up here.
What's that all about?
Well, it seems as though Donald Trump had granted asylum to the shooter in D.C. after all.
What?
Yes, yes, you're led to believe letting anyone into the country is dangerous, and that's what Biden did, right? Well, let's listen to this here. 198.
Yeah. No?
No cut like that?
We don't have that one?
Not that one.
All right.
All right. 198. Okay. We'll check around here.
Seems down on the list there. Do you have the updated list?
I should, right? I got all the cuts this morning, yeah. Let me take a look.
Please stand by.
I'm just checking now. I'm getting all these notifications that, yes, we're on the air. I know. I got it. All right, let's see. Maybe I didn't download these things.
By the way, let me remind you that Pete Schwab is going to be presenting his movie, Godfather of Green Bay, Thursday night at the Atwood Music Hall. You can go to the Atwood Music Hall website and get tickets for that. It's 7 o'clock Thursday night, Godfather from Green Bay.
All right.
Godfather of Green Bay.
We'll skip that story.
All right, let's move on to something else.
Let's move on to something else. We don't have that cut. We don't have any of those cuts.
Oh, no, really?
So I guess that's the way it is. All right. Let's see here. All right. I don't want to get to this because we talk about health care all the time here on the show. But, you know, Trump has taken credit for Biden's low Medicare drugs. Trump is taking credit. New York Times headline said, U.S. announces negotiated prices for 15 drugs under Medicare. But buried in that lead is the negotiations were enabled by the Inflation Reduction Act, which, by the way, Republicans did not like. Reflation induction? No, that didn't do anything. Enacted during the Biden administration without any Republican votes. Biden's infrastructure law, Trump put signs on the construction sites. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So,
okay.
All right.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, I'm kind of stumped here. I had a whole bunch of cuts around those numbers as well. And apparently we don't have any of those cuts. So we're going to go to the phones right now. We got Dick on the line. What do you got for us, Dick?
Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you all had a great holiday.
Yeah,
To this news with Hegstead, they're saying now that if he gets smoked, which I think he will within the next week or so, that Trump will, of course, pardon him. But I'm hearing these generals saying on MSNBC that that might not work because military. In other words, could be going to a military trial over this, in which case that I wonder if he would advocate for the same penalties he was for these senators that made the commercial, because when you look it up, the ultimate penalty for what he did or is alleged to have done is the death penalty.
Yeah. Well, interesting thought, whether he'd be held to that standard in a military tribunal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Dick, thank you for that call.
Well, got me thinking on that one.
Oh, no. I had not heard that, but yeah, that makes sense. He could go before the military court. Court martial. Yeah.
All right. Do you have cut 190 at all?
Let's
check and see if we have that one. It seems like we don't have any of the cuts that have that I put in.
It's Harry or Tim Miller. Those are the two 191 cuts that I have.
You know, it seems to happen on the first day of the month every month.
Every month, yeah.
Well, I don't have a folder for the first day of December.
It's all in November.
In November, yep.
Oh, I see.
So, all right. you have Tim Miller in there, right?
I do, yes. I do have Tim Miller in this one, yes, correct.
Well,
Do we have time for it or no?
No, okay. We actually don't have time for that contest.
Let me remind everybody the keyword for this contest.
That, 198.
What?
I can't believe we don't have that.
I'm looking right now.
I'm stumped on this.
Well, you may not believe it, but it appears to not be there.
I'll look for it during the break.
Okay. Very good. Coming up right around the corner, we're going to talk to Steve Cochran, our correspondent from Chicago. He's a radio personality there and does a podcast. And he'll be telling us about his new knee, John. He's got a new knee. You know, he had one knee replacement. Now he's had the other knee replacement.
I can't imagine what that's like. I really bet
it doesn't feel good. I think it takes a while for you to break in a new knee.
You don't want to break it.
Well, no, I don't mean break it. I mean, you know, to get used to it, right?
Yep.
Okay. 29 past, the Midwest Food Farm Report with Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, is next. Then we'll check in with Steve Cochran on John and Gordy for a Monday morning. Bum, 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 bum.
John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7 WMDX.
It is 7:35. It's cold out there this morning, 10 degrees, highs today in the mid-20s. Maybe a little bit more snow late in the day, an inch or two, and more snow on the way tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. Yeah, more snow. Snow everywhere. Lots of snow. Makes you feel kind of chill, right? There's a chill in the air.
Wow.
That happens to be our key word this hour, chill. C-H-I-L-L. What am I talking about? It's Civic Media's grown-up gift list multi-state contest. Starting today, you have 7 chances to win incredible prizes by listening and texting these keywords in to enter. Every weekday, we have a $200 check to fuel your holiday shopping. That would help out, wouldn't it, John?
I think so.
Yes, plus every entry puts you into our 3 grand prize drawings for a brand new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable room air conditioner. So make sure you have the Civic Media app where you can listen and text us. You can enter 7 times a day during the 7 a.m. hour, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m., and every entry gets you one step closer to the ultimate grown-up gift list.
Wait, what time in the afternoon?
That would be 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Okay? Enter to win. Go to civicmedia.us for contest details. Good luck to you. Okay. Just download the Civic Media app. Go to the WMDX site and text.
We're reading
from the text button.
We're reading from volume 2 of the rules and regulations yes. of this contest.
Yeah, this afternoon we'll get to volume 3 and volume 4, volume 5. There's lots of rules, but you know, that's the way it goes. Okay. Is Steve Cochran still on the line or did he go back to sleep?
I'm texting chill right now. Chill.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, there you go.
And then I don't want to give your contest away, but hypothermia is the word of the world, hypothermia?
Well, that's
damn,
a different hour.
You are right.
Yeah, okay.
No, we'll change that, I guess.
Okay.
All right. I'll tell you guys a quick contest story. I was on the air in Baltimore in the 80s, and we had a big car giveaway. And the car giveaway was with the license plate game. So these interns are supposed to get out and just cull tons and tons of actual license plates. And they bring back a list. And the way the contest works is, spoiler alert, the way the contest works is you have a very small chance of winning early. Yeah. You don't necessarily put the winning license plate in early. And then you build towards the end, and then the chances get higher and higher. Yeah. Well, somebody gave me the wrong list, and we gave the car away to the first hour of the game.
Oh, wow.
The first hour of the contest. Yeah, they were pretty happy. Oh, my God. Management loved me.
Yeah. How long did you work in Baltimore then, Steve?
After I was only there a couple of years. I was in St. Louis a couple of years.
Oh, man.
Chicago's mostly been victimized by me. You know, I've been here mostly since 94.
You know, I was in New York for 6 months. Wow. It's like a witness protection program career.
Well, we know what that's like. Yeah,
it is. Radio is just like that, by the way. It sounds like the theme song to WKRP, up and down the dial.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So
sure.
Since we talked to you last, you got another new knee, I understand, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm out because, you know, I had the first one done.
Yeah.
In 2021, and then they just did the left knee 2 weeks ago.
Well, you don't have today's any more left.
Yeah,
you're done.
Today's the 2 week anniversary,
yeah.
And I spent a little extra on this one. I got Wi-Fi, Bluetooth.
That's nice.
I got a backup camera, so I won't run into anything.
I want one of those. I'm a high tech guy here.
Now, how does that work when you go through metal detector systems? I mean,
you sound off when you get to the airport. You get out of the car, the alarms start going. Okay. It's funny you say that because we were in Florida a few days before the surgery, and I actually had a moment with a TSA agent. God bless those folks. I mean, working without pay and all the nonsense that they've been through. But pardon the cough, you know, it goes with the new knee.
Yep.
But I set off the alarm, and the guy said, well, he said something that I haven't heard in a long time. He showed me the screen. Pardon me again. He showed me the screen, and he said, you have a hot spot in your crotch.
What? Really?
Wow.
Yeah, and there's like a glowing area in that crotchal area. I don't want to get too bogged down in medical terms. But yeah, and he goes, we've got to figure out what that is. And I said, well, good luck to you. And we figured out it was not so hot after all. But
okay. All right. So they didn't have to do a body search then.
Mm. Oh, yeah. No, full feel up.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah. I felt like he was checking for change there after a while. But, and of course, the sad thing is he hasn't called since then.
Well, there's always hope.
Got to keep your options open.
Well, you know, the dating scene is pretty tough these days.
Right.
Really is.
So, what's on your mind as far as. What's the latest on ICE in Chicago? Because there have been so many other headlines with everything else going on in the world. We kind of forget. They're still in Chicago, right?
A lot of other brutal apprehensions.
You know, it's funny. Yeah, they took a picture at the Bean and they sort of left town.
Really?
It's like if all you guys wanted was tourist stuff, we could have taken you around and shown you everything.
Yeah.
You know, really? Walking tour of Wrigley and, you know, I mean, Soldier Field. You know, it's
very strange.
The two things that are really hard to explain is what is the actual mission, purpose, or sense coming from Washington of any kind, and the Chicago Bears being in first place. Those are the two things we don't understand.
I don't get it either. We'll find out Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be Bears, the Packers and the Bears.
Great season.
I don't like this 2 games in 3 weeks thing. I always like the end of year Packers-Bears game.
Yes.
I mean, this one kind of slipped past the goalie. I didn't even see it coming. Do you guys remember when it wasn't a late season Packers-Bears game?
No.
I don't remember. No.
It's always been near the end of the year. Yeah. But,
well,
you know,
here's
the thing. You know, we have that tie. The Green Bay Packers have that damn tie. Why they have a tie score in the football league, I don't understand that at all.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's like, okay, let's do a 10-minute overtime because we all got to get to dinner.
Yeah,
right.
It's ridiculous.
Because I think you know, you got 20 to 30, maybe 35-year-old athletes, except for Aaron Rodgers. What's Aaron now? 70, 75?
I think about 80.
It's getting
80.
Up there. Yeah.
Yeah, and they can certainly play longer than 10 extra minutes, and you play till you win. You know,
right.
We don't need any ties. Forget about the ties.
Sudden death, huh?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, that kind of blows my mind. Anyway, it should be a really good game. I'm kind of cheering on the Packers, obviously, but you know the Bears doing well. I think that's pretty cool. You know, it's been a long time.
Yeah,
it's weird for us. It's very strange.
Yeah,
you know, it's almost like you know you've been cheated on by your wife or girlfriend, and you want to trust again, but you just don't know if you can.
Yeah. Good comparison.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. So, it's everything is toned down for ICE in Chicago then.
The major political thing, I'll be honest with you, major political thing here is Governor Pritzker claiming he's not sure he's going to run for president.
Of course he's going to run.
Yeah.
I think my old friend Rahm Emanuel, mm-hmm. who was the last great mayor of Chicago, though the two that have followed have not exactly been tough competition.
Yeah.
But Rahm Emanuel would like very much to run. I don't know that there's a lane there if Pritzker runs because he has all the money. And Pritzker could be a decent candidate. One of the reasons we know he is serious is, and I'm not being a wise guy here, he's lost about 40 pounds.
Oh.
Which in the governor's case, we call that a good start.
Yeah.
Because you gotta be in better shape, not just to handle a campaign, but to not have people go, well, I can't vote for him, he'll explode. But he's been a good governor. He stood up to Orange Julius Caesar. He's been strong.
And
I think if he does get running and if he's serious about it and jumps in, if people respond, I think it'll be good. But I know what kind of a leader Rahm Emanuel is. He was a regular on the radio with me for years. And he would be a very formidable candidate with his experience. He at one point said to me, he goes, people don't like me. I go, well, there's a reason. You're a giant pain in the behind. Of course they don't like you.
They don't like Rahm, but I'd like to see Pritzker in there. I would, having a billionaire running for president who can identify with the common people in this country. Yeah, right.
Well, let's be honest. In general, it's tough to be an old white guy right now. He's an old white guy as well.
Yeah.
I would love to see any woman from here to eternity finally make the White House. We're the last planet.
I agree.
We're the last place in the world. I mean, who doesn't listen to their mom? Who doesn't listen to their aunt or their grandmother or whatever? Why? Because they're better than us? They're smarter than us? And yet we don't elect them. It's idiotic.
I know. And I wish Kamala would, be a little more vocal about the issues going on today, because I don't want her just to hop in later on. That's not good enough. Nowadays, you have to run 4 years and start now. She's got to start now and get out there.
100%. And the Democrats need to get together in a room and go, we should pick two people. Two or three people, and let's get behind them now, because the idea that the rest of the country believes the Democrats are, a legitimate second choice, the Democrats right now are in the same position. They're not Trump.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, is a good seat to be in, but it's not enough. So there needs to be a singular voice that says, this is what we can do, this is what we want to do, and to be a little less preachy about it. And what the Democrat Party used to attract, which is the rest of the country.
Yes.
Everything is flipped, but we can't have any more of this. I mean, Trump needs to go back to whatever planet he's from as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Steve Cochran from Chicago. He's a podcaster and radio personality. And Steve, what do you think about some of the other names?
You forgot about swimsuit model.
A swimsuit model, yes, in your spare time, yeah.
Right.
Now, what do you think about...
You're pushing that now, aren't you?
Well, why not?
I got a new knee.
That's right. Take
a look at me. What do you think about some of the other Democrats that seem to be out there, like Gavin Newsom or Andy Beshear from Kentucky?
I think Beshear is very impressive.
I do too.
Being a red state like that and to have the impact that he's had,
mm-hmm.
I think he's a guy that should definitely be watched. I'm not so sure about Shapiro in Pennsylvania.
Right.
I think Beshear for sure. And I like Gavin Newsom. It's tough to get elected out of California.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that the headline that I saw was very interesting. It's Kamala and Pete Buttigieg.
Mm.
Now, you're taking a real big chance there with a ticket like that, right?
I think it's an absolute loss, and I'm sad to say that. But the problem is we still have a lot of closet racists and homophobes in this country, and it wouldn't be electable. Pete Buttigieg could be great.
I think so, too.
Yeah. All right, Steve, hang on with us. We're going to take a brief time out here. We'll be back with Steve Cochran from Chicago on John and Gordy in the Morning after this. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the Morning with Steve Cochran, our guest. And should we take this call? I think we
Yeah, all stand right. by, Steve. Let's go to the lines. Yeah,
we think we have somebody here who might have a question or at least a comment to you.
CJ
being
is
down
on
there
the
in
line.
Chicago.
Good morning, CJ. What do you got for us?
Good morning, gentlemen. From the Federal Bureau of Statistics, I can tell you this. In Chicago, since the National Guard's gotten there, homicides are down over 30% and shootings down over 37%. Yeah. But Pritzker and Johnson claim that their city and state is safe. Well, their numbers are laughable. Usually it's double digits been shot in tens, usually 20 to 30 or 40, and between 5 and 15 are killed every weekend in Chicago up till the National Guard got there. So those are the facts.
I love the fact that the magas have all the details about Chicago killings.
Yeah, we like statistics.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
How safe was D.C. recently?
Border security.
How safe was D.C. recently, CJ?
Yeah. How did that work out?
How'd that work out for you?
How good was that Afghanistan vetting, right? Yeah.
Well, there it actually
happened during the Trump administration.
Actually, Trump approved him. No, Trump approved him. They did not vet him well in April.
They sure didn't vet him. They sure didn't vet him. Yep. So there you go, Joe.
What? Okay. All right. We got Steve. Is Steve apparently?
Did we get Steve Cochran back?
All the killings are down because the ICE agents were there.
That's what
factually,
CJ just
factually,
told.
Absolutely incorrect. The Chicago Police Department. I'm sure your caller's a great guy. I have no doubt he is. Yeah. But that's a national story, which is just completely off base. And it's no different in Chicago than it is in other cities. There are crime problems here. There are crime problems in Milwaukee. There's crime problems in every good sized city. Yeah. And those need to be addressed. We also happen to have the worst mayor in the country. Congratulations to us. Mm-hmm. But a state's attorney's office that's being fixed. More people are being arrested. And I give the credit to the Chicago Police Department and the Cook County Police, the Sheriff's Department, I should say, mm-hmm. and all the people who are doing the good work here. Because they're doing the hard work, and the guard in some cases, but more often the ICE folks, are supposed to be here to support it, and that's what it's all about. But they have had no impact statistically on crime in Chicago. It was already going down.
Right. Okay. All right. Now let's get into another hot topic around the area. It is those AI data centers going in all over the place, and the big story now is that they're signing non-disclosure agreements.
So the public can't find out.
Yeah, no matter what they negotiate with the local officials, they can't tell you what they're doing at the data centers.
Yeah.
Well, that and don't you always find that the more secrecy you have, the more people trust? Right? That's when people really get behind your idea. Right. We can't tell you what we're doing. Yeah, those data centers, we've got one not far from where I live in the western suburbs of Chicago. Mm-hmm. And the main threat, and I mean threat in quotes because I don't believe it to be a threat, is the amount of power it takes to generate AI. And power means you've got to have a lot of electricity. And electricity means rates could fluctuate, but it also could have an impact on the environment because of what it takes to generate electricity. Look, if you're going to believe in AI and it's not going anywhere, there is a price to pay for progress. But you should absolutely stay on top of your elected folks, your mayors, your city council people, and go, what the hell is going on down the street, Bob?
Yeah.
And go to those meetings and ask your questions because, yeah, we all deserve answers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Should be open to the public as far as everything that goes into building these things.
I know we've had a lot of stories, like from the south of Louisiana, I believe there's a data center that's going in and it's very dangerous to be even around the data center as they're building it because a lot of the car accidents, because of the large trucks moving in and out, the kids can't even go out onto the playground anymore because a truck had driven onto the playground accidentally. So the kids can't play at recess anymore. Yeah.
Not quite sure how that accident happens. Yeah. We're going to need some paperwork on that.
Well, this is Meta going in there and putting in their data center, AI data center. So
Yeah. And don't you think Facebook has just improved everything? Hasn't it just been terrific?
I know. See,
it's working really well.
I would give in to them easily.
Okay.
I remember the Social Network movie. I remember walking out of that movie being really angry because even though I thought it was a terrific movie, and I salute anybody who's successful with an idea, that entire premise of Facebook was nerds wanting to meet girls.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's why Facebook exists. That's the whole story.
Yeah.
And it's turned into what it's turned into. But I'll never buy into the fact that the social media geniuses who have put all these things together can't control their own networks and shouldn't be regulated. Of course they should.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing, too, that they have acquiesced to what Trump wants in regards to content, but they're banning actual content that is against the Trump administration idea of what should be free speech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know if you guys noticed, I was disappointed in 60 Minutes last week before this week. It's one of the last legitimate hours of real hardcore, deep research, expensive journalism. And last week they did a 20-minute story on combat chess. And I only wish I was making it up, but I'm watching it. And it's making me angry because when you have that limited amount of real estate, you need to tackle the topics that made 60 Minutes famous.
Right.
And not waste time. And it just felt like they were, again, acquiescing to what Trump wanted.
Yep. Steve, we got to leave it there. We appreciate you joining us. If people want to...
Typical of you Trump fans always wanting to get rid of me when I'm criticizing
you. People want to find out more about what you're up to. How do they do that?
CochranShow.com. Everything's right there. But thank you, guys. Always appreciate it.
All right.
Always fun to talk to you, Steve. That's Steve Cochran from Chicago. And that's going to do it for John and Gordy. We'll be back this afternoon from 2 until 5 on the network.
How do they do it?
Yes. And we hope you have a great day. Don't forget that keyword is chill, C-H-I-L-L. Get in on the Text to Win contest. We'll tell you more about it throughout the day. More chances to win. Have a great day. Talk to you later. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.